basis of our meditation for this day is from the text appointed for this day, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 through 18. St. Paul writes, "For the love of Christ constrains us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth we know him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation." So far our text. And God gave to us the ministry of reconciliation. To reconcile, according to one dictionary definition, is to bring back to friendship after estrangement. And that's what reconciliation is all about. When there is estrangement, when a relationship has been damaged or destroyed, reconciliation steps in and it heals, it restores, it brings back to life a whole and wholesome relationship. St. Paul recognized that need for reconciliation in the church. At one time, his personal life was lived far outside of God's divine plan. Paul, who was once known as Saul, persecuted and murdered faithful followers of Jesus Christ. The blood of many innocent people was upon Saul's hands. His intentions were motivated by a misunderstanding of God's plan of salvation. He made a great error in judgment. We'd say he sinned. He sinned against God, and he certainly sinned against the people of God. In his zealousness, he imprisoned many and orchestrated the deaths of others. And yet this man, this Saul, was reconciled to God. As part of this act of reconciliation, his name became Paul, and God entrusted to this Paul the ministry of reconciliation. He went and was reconciled not only to God, but also to the very church which he persecuted. He was no longer estranged from the church. He was no longer the church's enemy, but rather he was her friend. We too are in need of reconciliation. We too have been estranged from God. Sin permeates the lives and the hearts of all. It creates tensions, misunderstandings, hurts, anger, resentment, and fear. It can lead us to give up, or to flee, or to entrench ourselves in a particular position. Whatever sin touches, you and I know it destroys. Most important, however, is that sin has the potential to destroy our relationship with God. We must be reconciled to our God. Our relationship with God needs to be healthy and whole. And when our relationship with God is healthy and whole, then we can carry on with this ministry that has been entrusted to us, the ministry of reconciliation. We carry on this ministry of reconciliation in our church. We carry on the ministry of reconciliation in our families. We carry on this ministry of reconciliation with our friends. We carry on this ministry of reconciliation at our workplace. How does one become reconciled to God? We receive proper answer from God's holy word, as our text says, "All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ." It also says in our text for this morning, God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. The ministry of reconciliation finds its focus in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the reason for our reconciliation. And without Jesus, there would be nothing but sin, death, and eternal damnation. But you and I have been reconciled to God. We have become the righteousness of God. Our text says, God made him, that is Jesus Christ, who had no sin, to be sin for us, so that in Jesus we might become the righteousness of God. By grace, through faith in Jesus Christ, we receive this reconciliation. Just imagine what God in his great love has done for us all. He has forgiven us all our sins. He has reconciled us to himself. And he has changed our destiny from hell to heaven. St. Paul tells us, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. We are new creations in Christ Jesus. We have been reconciled through Jesus Christ, and that reality changes us. We are different. We are a unique people. Being in Christ changes our perspective on life. St. Paul writes, those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. As children of God, believing in the living, resurrected Jesus, we live for Jesus. He has reconciled us to God so that you and I might spend our eternity with our God in heaven. What honor is ours, for God has entrusted to us this very message. We who are the recipients of God's love in Christ Jesus our Lord are now Christ's ambassadors. God has entrusted to us the ministry of reconciliation. As our text says, he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. And we are to be living examples of the reality that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. St. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, so now I say to you, I implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.